Good morning, it's Friday, October 16th. You're listening to South Carolina Public Radio.org. I'm Linda Nunez with this morning's South Carolina headlines. South Carolina Democrats have filed a formal complaint with the U.S. Senate Selection Committee on Ethics against U.S. Senator Lindsey Graham. They say Graham made a campaign fundraising appeal while speaking with reporters on Capitol Hill following judicial confirmation hearings. The South Carolina Democrat Party yesterday said that Graham committed a crime and violated longstanding ethics rules by openly raising money for his campaign in a federal government building while leveraging his official U.S. Senate activity. Over 7,000 people in the upstate have had their water shut off since the summer due to non-payment. The Greenville News newspaper is reporting that Greenville Water cut off service to more than 4,500 customers during the August-September billing cycle, then 2,600 in the September-October billing period. Emerald Clark, the utility's director of public relations, said that in an average month, Greenville Water disconnects around 2,200 of its customers. Utilities temporarily ceased disconnections at the start of the pandemic back in March. Center for Disease Control Director Robert Redfield was in the Palmetto State yesterday to discuss the short and long-term impacts of COVID-19 on South Carolina. Redfield was joined by Governor Henry McMaster and other state officials. They reviewed how suspected opioid overdoses are 50% higher from January to August compared to this time last year. During his visit, Redfield emphasized the importance of maintaining good mental health and getting a flu vaccine this season. The South Carolina Department of Health and Environmental Control yesterday announced 1,072 new confirmed cases of COVID-19 and 11 additional confirmed deaths. Of the total number of individual tests reported statewide, 12.7 were positive. Economic experts say there's some good news for South Carolina's economy, despite the continuation of the COVID-19 pandemic. But they also told officials responsible for predicting how much the state will collect in taxes and fees that they cannot guarantee the economy has turned the corner. The South Carolina Board of Economic Advisors yesterday listened to experts share data from tax collections, unemployment, traffic counts, COVID-19 infection rates, the amount of time people are spending at home, and several other diverse measurements. The information will be used to revise budget projections in November. A judge is allowing two law firms to collect $75 million from the state of South Carolina for helping negotiate a settlement with the federal government over nuclear material left at a former nuclear weapons plant. But a lawyer who sued over the payment says an appeal is planned. Circuit Judge Allison Renee Lee said state law allows the Attorney General to pay any cost for legal work from settlement money. South Carolina and the federal government agreed to the $6 million to remove plutonium from a site near Aiken. Early voting in Rock Hill began Wednesday and shows no signs of letting up. Voters waited in long lines yesterday, but as South Carolina Public Radio's Scott Morgan found out, that's no deterrent.
Michelle Glover got in line and immediately heard that the wait to cast her ballot would be about 65 minutes. That doesn't bother her, but she's concerned that it might bother other voters.
I would like for York County to have additional areas for people to come out and early vote, because if not, it's going to deter people if they start seeing a line.
In addition to this one in Rock Hill, there is an early voting location in Fort Mill and another at the county elections office in York. That's three early voting locations for about 184,000 registered voters in York County. On the second day of early voting in Rock Hill, the wait for some stretched to more than 2 hours. But for voters like Glover, the wait is worth it for what she says is an election too important to make excuses for.
Look, I'm 50 years old, so no. I've been here a long time. I've seen a whole lot of stuff, so no. I'm going to stay in the line.
Early voting in York County continues till the end of the month. Election day is November 3rd. In Rock Hill, I'm Scott Morgan for South Carolina Public Radio.
Online floor coverings retailer Unique Loom has announced plans to expand operations in Lancaster County. The company is investing $18.4 million into the Indian Land operation. The company's expansion is expected to be completed by May of 2021. Those are your morning headlines from the Palmetto State. You've been listening to South Carolina Public Radio.org.